Now they're going to bomb submarines, the German subs. But the biggest event that took place at the time, they didn't realize how big it was when we called it, he was a pilot, Flash Gordon. He was part of VC-69. We know him very well because of the reunions that we've had in the past 15 years or so. He and his crew shot down that I-52 that had a lot of gold on it, a lot of drugs. And they were trying to, this was a submarine. They sunk it. This submarine was taking all of this gold and whatever was aboard ship. It was very, I know, very expensive. They were taking it to pay the Japanese off for favors they did for them. And that was, we called him Flash Gordon, right? He was an excellent pilot. And I think a fellow by the name of Quentin Red Kelso, he did a lot. He was the bombardier at the time. It was he who was flying with Flash, the pilot. And there was another young man board ship. His last name was Martin.
They drop
some kind of a marker. They drop
marks,
and it tells them if anything is close by.
That where it's at, so they can, if they can go out and they can come back and. When they find out where the area is, they will drop a piece of line down right at that point. And if deep enough, it goes down to the ocean floor, and it's there. And up above, there's a flag or something telling.
Is it like sonar? Is it like sonar, probably? When they drop something, they've got equipment to detect.
That's where it dove down, and they could hear it. If somebody, if you've got the right equipment, you can hear the sub, you know where it is. But if the sub comes up to the top, he's dead. he shuts everything off, and he just stays there.
That I-52 was way down, if I recall from the stories at the reunion. That's all they want to talk about, VC-69.